Welcome to one of the most listened to music news podcasts in the world, SGNP, with your host, Darren Sutherland. Join us as we talk with industry leaders, artists, and entertainers about their faith, family, and careers. This is information you will not find anywhere else on radio, web, or in a magazine, but only firsthand on SGNP.
Hey, Darren Sutherland here for you, and want to tell you about one of our new sponsors to the show, BG Ad Group. That's right, BG Ad Group is one of our sponsors. You say, what in the world is BG Ad Group? BG Ad Group is a public relations, advertising, social media, digital media, traditional media firm that gets information out to folks all across the country. Just Google. I'll give you an example of what they've done for Southern Gospel News Podcast. Google Southern Gospel News Podcast. Look at the organic searches that come up. It's Southern Gospel News Podcast as far as the eye can see. Not just in the top three rankings, but 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They helped us get FeedSpot and helped us get Player FM rank us the number one gospel music podcast in the world. They've created radio commercials for major car dealers from Kia to Nissan to Mazda to Mitsubishi to Ford to GM all across the country. They've helped us so many ways. If you want to know more about BG Ad Group, call them today. BG Ad Group. Look them up online. BG Ad Group, www.bgadgroup.com, or call them 770-874-3200. Ask for Jacob or Sydney, and they can help you. And welcome once again to SGNP. Darren Sutherland here once again with you. Arthur is off today up in Sevierville, Tennessee. That's okay. Kingdom Air's got to work. He's out traveling and on that bus, traveling all across the country, but he'll be back with us next week. And if you get a chance to go hear the Kingdom Airs and Arthur Rice, whether you're planning to go to Dollywood this spring or just planning to go to one of his gatherings at a local church, the Kingdom Airs are out traveling. Visit with them. I know he'll appreciate it. Hey, big things happening with Southern Gospel News Podcast. Last week, we crossed the 15,000 mark. You say, what's the 15,000 mark? Well, we have 15,000 followers now on Facebook. And thank you for being such an interactive crowd on Facebook. Today's guest, you may not know him, but you'll love what he's doing because it's about hymns of the old church. And not the old church, just hymns of the church. Timeless songs, if you will. Stuff like Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. There's Power in the Blood. Oh, How I Love Jesus. Leaning on the Everlasting Arm. And we'll talk about all that. But our friend Sammy Ward from up in Nashville is going to be with us talking about that. But hey, also make sure you go to our Twitter, Southern Gospel News Podcast, SGMP Podcast. Click in with us. We want to be one of them Twitter influencers. We're on TikTok now, too. Okay, if you're over 45, you don't know what TikTok is. But if you're under 30, you probably know. And the funny thing about TikTok, it got me in trouble the other day. And you say, how did it get you in trouble the other day, Darren? Well, I clicked on, we signed up for a TikTok. My wife comes by and picks up my phone. She hits the app and she says, what is this app? And she hits TikTok, and all of a sudden, all these dancing women are on there. What are you looking at? She said. And I said, Mary, that's the way these young people are communicating today, is on TikTok. Well, I don't see nothing but a bunch of dancing girls. Well, anyway, we're on TikTok. Not trying to make a bad thing, but you know what I've always said about dancing women at church, don't you? It's most of the time heavyset girls that can't sing it want to get up in front of church. I'm kidding. But anyway. Anyway, it is what it is. But we got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Check us out on Facebook, Southern Gospel News Podcast. You can always find us on Instagram. If you want to hear any of our former shows from folks like Charlie Daniels, T. Graham Brown, Maurice Templeton, Peg McCamey, Jason Crabb, Russ Taft, Taranda Green, the list goes on and on. Go to our website, www.southerngospelnewspodcast.com. We'll be right back with Sammy Ward from Nashville, Tennessee. Woo! On SGNP. Yeah, baby.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There is power in the blood. Would your evil a victory win? Was power in the blood. There is power.
SGNP, Darren Sutherland. You just heard his little cut there from Wonder Working. There is power in the blood. His little creation there. Singer-songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee. He's got a new album coming out. Highly anticipated. Him's a new project. Sammy Ward. Sammy, how you doing, my friend?
Yes, y'all. I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me, Darren. I'll tell you what, you are making me feel at home because you are in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm here in Nashville right now, but I lived there for several years.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. So you're making me feel good, man.
Hey, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's like I say, I am a dinosaur in Atlanta. You know why? You know why that is? Because I'm a native.
I don't.
I'm a native. Okay. How many natives do you know of Metro Atlanta? It's very, very few. Everybody moves.
That's true.
Everybody moves here, so it is what it is. Hey, originally you're from Ringgold, Georgia, huh?
That's correct.
Is that,
how about that, huh?
Is that Metro Chattanooga, or do y'all just say Georgia? What do you call it?
Well, we just call it from the Pacific Northwest, right?
That's
Northwest
it.
Georgia.
That's it.
Tell yeah, man, it's a little landlocked. It's yeah. All good.
Tell us a little bit, for those that don't know Sammy Ward, tell us a little bit about Sammy.
Oh, man. Well, I tell you what, man. First and foremost, I tell you what, man. I love Jesus, and I'm so grateful for all the things he's done for me, and I just can't help. I just can't help but write songs about him and tell people about him. You know, I was just in the gym today talking to a dude, and I... it's one of those moments you just go, you know what, man? I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you and you're seen. Yeah. He sees you. You know, and sometimes people just need to hear that, bro. And I mean, including us, right?
Right.
So, yeah, man, that's it. And I tell you, man, so I've been here in Nashville a long time. And, you know, I signed my first record deal, moved up here, blah, 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 that story. I kind of came from Georgia kicking and screaming because I just loved Atlanta. I loved living there so much.
Yeah.
But I knew the Lord wanted me to come here. And so it's been amazing. You know, I ended up meeting my wife here. I have two awesome little girls. And I'm telling you, man, it's amazing. So I'm super grateful. And we were talking earlier about, it's funny, it just popped in my head about Mac Powell. And I went to college with him, actually. So right. I got some funny stories.
So,
I digress.
Go ahead. I'm gonna throw a name out there to you. Okay, maybe you know him, maybe you don't. I know him from being around here in this area. Mac knows him. Because Mac worked with him. He was Mac's voice teacher. I don't know if you ever worked with him. Dr. Earl Moses. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah.
I had a couple of courses with him, man. It was awesome. That's hilarious. So you know old Dr. Earl Moses, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Tremendous.
That's great.
You know what? Here's the thing. And I stress this to anybody. If you're a master in whatever craft you are, people will know about you and they'll find you. I don't care if you're a woodworker. I don't care if you're a welder. But when it comes to voice in Metro Atlanta and working with your voice, there's no better than Dr. Earl Moses. And you can find
there you
that.
Go.
You can find that from people like Mac Powell, like yourself, from some. I mean, he's a historian and you know, in Negro spirituals is what he would call it. He's a historian and an expected
right.
expert in his field. So it's funny that those paths have crossed. Man, when somebody, you know, there's a lot of people out there, Sammy, that says, hey, I'm a singer-songwriter, okay? And guess what? There's a lot of people out there that says I'm an actor. There's a lot of people out there that says I'm an artist. But there's a difference in being a paid artist and being somebody who paints. There's a difference in being a paid songwriter and somebody who just writes songs. There's a difference between somebody right. who gets paid to act and somebody who's an actor. How did Sammy right. Ward get to be a paid songwriter?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I played sports my whole life, and I just don't come from a musical family at all. So it's quite interesting, the journey there. It's something that, you know, the Lord just placed deep down within me. You know, we're supposed to sing a new song to the Lord. And that's always on the forefront of my mind. You know, I wake up in the mornings and you know, it's our act of worship, right? To walk it out and to be obedient, to be a good steward of the things God's given you. So I just kind of, you know, learned a little more and more that God's put a lot of music in me, right? So I was trying to express that and get it out, you know, through high school a little bit. I used to rap, bro.
Yeah.
I rapped my alma mater at school. How about that? It was ridiculous. It was so funny, man. I just, you know, country boy singing a little bit, doing a little bit of rap. And then, of course, Dickie Talk was a huge influence. And so kind of coming up through high school and you know, and into college, I never really actually sang like singing until yeah. college really. And, so I guess I didn't know I had that, you know what I mean? And
right.
so I started learning a little bit more about it and it started kind of coming out more naturally. I did a few independent records, Tommy McKeon and those guys have always been my hero. And so I looked up to them and they had the rap and then they had the singing, right. With Michael and Kevin.
Right.
And so, yeah, man, I started writing these songs. I started coming out, started singing. And, before you know it, had a, you know, independent record, and Toby ends up, you know, getting a hold of it, and you know, rest is history as far as that. My first record deal with 40 Records and Goatee Records, it was Bill Gaither, and hey, you know Bill Gaither, right? You heard of that guy?
Do I know he's the godfather of Christian music. Folks don't realize.
I know, man. So,
folks,
he is the label.
Yeah,
folks,
funny? Folks don't realize Gaither. Don't only do the homecoming stuff and the Southern gospel stuff, but he's got his hand in a little bit of all of it. And at the end of the day, Sammy,
yeah.
it's all about the gospel to begin with, is it not? I mean,
that's right, brother.
Truthfully,
that's right.
Truthfully, hey,
I'll never forget.
Yeah,
go ahead.
talking about, it's all about.
I'll never forget when I met Bill Gates for the first time.
Yeah.
When I signed with the label, it was cool, man. I was singing at a conference. Actually, I think it was one of his conferences in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And I walked up to him, and they were like, "Hey, this is Sammy Ward. You know, blah blah blah. He's on your label." He's like, "Oh, yeah." And I shook his hand, and it was like, "Hey, man, nice to meet you." And he said, "Yeah, nice to meet you, man. It's awesome." So
Sammy, honestly, you got to help me out here, okay? Now we're about to play in just a second. We're gonna play Nothing But the Blood, your rendition of that, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. But did you know who Bill Gaither was the first time you met him, or did you just think he was the CEO of the record company?
No, I knew exactly who he was, man. Cool. Gaither Vocal Band, baby.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Hey, we're going to play this. We'll be right back. More with Sammy Ward on SGNP.
I know nothing but the blood of Jesus.
And welcome back to SGMP. So I asked you before the break if you knew who Bill was, and you said, of course, Gaither Vocal Band and this sort of thing. Did you grow up with that kind of music, or did you pick it up later with the Gaither Vocal Band and stuff?
Man, you know, I did grow up with a lot of that music. I mean, dude, I grew up in the Baptist church, and I know all the hymns, right? I mean, that's what's really influenced me to recreate these songs.
Stop right there for just a second, because since we're talking hymns today and we're talking your hymns and new project, did you grow up with the Baptist hymnal, or did you grow up with the Redback Book church hymnal, the red or greenback book? Which one did you grow up with? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. That's great, because it was definitely the Baptist hymnal, and I had some of the other ones too. You know, when I would visit other churches with my cousins sometimes, right? It was a Baptist hymnal, brother. It was definitely
so. In other words, you grew up in, you know how we know the difference between the Baptist hymnal and the church hymnal? You want to laugh about it for a second? The Baptist,
please educate me.
The Baptist hymnals were in dry foot churches. The church hymnals were in wet foot churches, meaning they wash feet in the ones with the church hymnals. And the Baptist hymnals, they didn't do the foot washing. They just talked about it. But anyway, we'll keep going.
Yeah, man. There you have it. Hey, that's I'm going to have to remember that.
Hey, that's true, though. That's true.
I love it.
But
I love it, man.
So you got a love for the hymns of the church, man. What's your favorite hymn of all time? What would you say it is?
Oh, man. Look at you asking me big questions as such. I'll tell you what, man. One of my favorites, man. It's funny because just off the top of my head, I love Just As I Am, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. That was the invitational to come up in the Baptist church, right? When you heard that song played, if you didn't go up front and pray, somebody's going to come and pray for you where you're at or something, man. They're going to drag you up there. So I said, whether you're saved or not, man, you go up there and you pray when you hear that song, bro.
That's right. Have you ever, I'll tell you another one of those songs that was played at that moment. And have you ever heard a better rendition of Carrie Underwood doing Softly and Tenderly, Jesus Is Calling?
Ooh, that's good. That's real good. Man, I love that song.
I mean, she did an awesome thing.
That's awesome.
She did.
Totally.
She did awesome on the CMAs a couple of years ago. And this is why I tell people that people love gospel music. They may not know the artist who sing it, but they love gospel music because, like, Carrie's got over 200 million downloads of that song on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That's amazing.
That's great.
That's
it is. You're right.
That's amazing.
That's right.
What gave you the idea of putting this great organ music that's kind of faded away in a lot of the church settings and heavy, you know, heavy musicianship behind these hymns? And I don't want to use this word negatively, but twisting them up somewhat, kind of like what Chris Tomlin did by adding the extra verse to Amazing Grace. What gave you the idea for this?
Well, man, look, you know, one of the reasons I'm doing this is my effort to carry this on for generations to come.
Yeah.
And a lot of the generations, they haven't heard these old hymns. They haven't had the luxury of hearing these. And if they have, maybe they don't grasp it or understand it, because you got to put it to something, you know, modern that they're going to be able to grasp onto, right? So that's really the key. And man, you know, one of the reasons, another reason I wanted to do these songs is, like I said, to carry on the generation. But I'm telling you, I remember they just encouraged my faith so much, because there's so much meat on these. You know, when I was singing over my girls and praying over them at night, you know, the first thing that came to my mind, it wasn't, you know, How Great Is Our God, you know, and a lot of the modern songs, and that's an awesome song, but it was the classic hymns, and it just came right to me, and I'll start singing these hymns over them, and I was like, man, you know, I really want to be able to take these and, you know, put a modern twist to it and just, you know, pray that it encourages people like this, encourage my walk and my heart.
Nice. Who is Sammy Ward's spiritual heroes?
Billy Graham. I love his boldness. I love it. The way he speaks truth simply.
Yeah.
Where people can understand it and get it and grasp it, and that's it. You're presented with the truth in love, and you're like, look, this is, you know, this is what life is about. And you're at a crossroads where you need to make a decision that the God of the universe sent his son to die on the cross for you, and not only die for you, but to be raised again 3 days later. He's alive today. He's made a way to heaven, and he is the way, the only way. He is the way, the truth, the life. So I love it. And I love the simplicity and the truth. And, you know, it cuts, you know, I mean, it cuts deeper. Cuts real deep, man, and you have to make a decision once you hear that. So I love that about him, and I love hey, Beverly Shea, brother.
That's it.
Beverly Shea, actually.
Yeah.
Leading, and it just as I am, man, with people coming down and coming to Jesus. So he's definitely one, and then I have two Pastor Steves, one from Ringgold, Georgia, and one from here in Leapers Ford, Tennessee. And both of those men of God have just really poured out their lives and their hearts with the word and delivered it in such a way that's very understandable, you know, very educated, right? And yeah, man, there you go. That's just off the top of my head, for sure.
What's Sammy Ward's story?
Well, my story is one of, I'm the kid that was raised up in the church, and mom and dad loved me, took me to church. I gave my life to Christ when I was about 6 years old. Pastor Steve back home helped lead me. He helped me understand, you know, what sin is and what it's done to us and how we need to repent and turn from it and follow Jesus, accept what he's done. And so, you know, coming to Christ at such an early age, I've walked with him my entire life. You know, there's definitely been moments in my life where bad decisions were made, but always repented, turned back to him, walking with him. So mine is one, you know, when people would get up in the youth group and in church and they would talk about the testimony, right? You know, I used to do this, used to do that, and then Jesus saved me. And I felt like a lot of the times I didn't have a testimony. I remember talking to my pastor about it. I was like, I don't really have... They wanted me to share my testimony. I said, I don't really have a testimony. I never really did anything, you know, bad, quote unquote. And he was like, Sammy, that's one of the strongest testimonies you can have is the faithfulness of the Lord. You've been able to remain faithful because of his grace and his love and his faithfulness in your life. You know, and I was like, oh, well, yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. So
nice.
And then, so then I was able to really, you know, understand that a little more and grasp that a little more. And here I am, you know, years later and, still walking with him, man. So I just, very grateful for the Lord for that and the testimony.
Hey, Sammy, I want to stop you know, right there because this song right here on this, on this Hymns of New Project fits in so well right here. It's because your whole conversation with me today, I've not only heard your love for Jesus, I've felt your love for Jesus. Here's your song, Perfect Plan. Oh, how I love Jesus. We'll be right back after this song with some more from our new friend, Sammy Ward, on SGNP. Thank you.
It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. And oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of the one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe. Who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, oh, oh.
I was wrong, Sammy. I messed up when I did that introduction. Man, I worked it up. I had the crowd all stirred up. I had mothers throwing babies up in the aisles of the church. I had them ready to run down. I said, perfect plan. Oh, how I love Jesus. And it's perfect.
How could you?
Yeah, it's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Yes.
But, brother, we know he had a plan for me to say perfect plan, don't we? I'm teasing.
Yeah. It's a sinner's perfect plea, brother.
It's a sinner's perfect plea. Man, you put some licks in that. You put some licks in that, oh, how I love Jesus rendition.
Yeah. That's right, bro.
I mean, where does that come from? Where does that creativeness come from?
Oh, man. Well... this is something that, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's interesting when things, you know, when the Lord puts things in your heart and your mind, and whether it be talents or whatever it is, and you're doing it for his glory. I got to encourage someone today, bro. You've got to be a good steward of that, man.
Yeah.
Do not give up and do not delay if God has given you things in your life and in your heart that you know you're supposed to do. So, man, I've been putting this project together. This has been a project that I've been meaning to do for 10 years, and I've finally gotten serious about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, for the past year and a half, I've been putting it together. I've been recording with Nathan Knuckles. He produced it. Great guy. And
folks, if you don't know who Nathan is, he's produced some little folks like Chris Tomlin, you know, Kristen Getty, yeah. folks that, you know, you might not have heard of. But anyway, so keep going.
Yeah. No, man, that's awesome. I love that. And you know, and it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm able to, you know, do that and not feel as much pressure, I guess, as I used to feel when I was younger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm able to do it, you know, for the love and for the, you know, and for the right reasons, which,
right.
You know, I'm not saying I didn't do it for the right reasons before. I'm just saying for the right reasons. So I just want to, you know, encourage you and everyone that's listening to be a good steward of those things God's given you. And it's interesting because you never know the roads the Lord's going to take you down as you walk with him. I mean, now here I am. I'm doing tech startups. I mean, left brain meets the right brain.
Yeah.
Nobody would have ever dreamed I would have done anything like I'm doing now. And it's crazy. And so, and that's intertwined with my music. It's nuts, man. Kind of like we were talking earlier about some of the things that you do. God gives us different things to do. We don't have to pigeonhole ourselves into one thing, right?
Yep, you're exactly right.
So come on, baby.
Sammy, think about this right here for just a second, because I want to get personal with our listener here just for a second, and I want to talk directly to them, and I want you to talk directly to them. Because the great thing about a podcast is, a lot of people will listen when this show is released tomorrow, okay? Okay, we're talking on a Thursday. It'll be released on a Friday. So a lot of people will love it, and they'll listen to it this weekend. But guess what? Some people will listen to it 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, maybe 3 years or 6 years, and the message that you're communicating today will be just as important at that time as it is today. So I want you to zero in on this right here and help me out with this right here. There's a 40-year-old man or woman – okay, that has been sitting there thinking, just like you did with this project here, man, I've had this songwriting ability on my heart. I've had this musical gift on my heart, but I've never took that bold step of jumping forward and trying to do it. What would you say to that 40-year-old person today that has always had the gift, but for whatever reason, they're standing back?
Right. And that is dead on, man. I love it. I would say it's not too late. It's not too late.
Yeah.
And I would say, just like the Lord asks us to do, pick up our cross, follow him daily.
Yeah.
It's not easy to pick up a cross, bro. But we're following it. He gives us the grace and strength to do it. So guess what? You're going to have the grace and the strength to take that next step forward. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light to my path. He's going to show you like a little lamp right there at your feet. You may not be able to see all the way down, but you're going to take that next step as you read the word, as you follow the Lord, as you continue in prayer. The Lord will open the right doors at the right time with the right people when you're doing the right thing.
When did you feel like in your career, when did you feel like you said, man, the door is open? I can't believe this. Where were you at? What were you doing?
Yeah, I was in college, man. I was starting to kind of learn how to sing a little more because I used to rap all the time. Right. By the way, I still love rap, still do it. but mainly I sing. I was in college, man. I just remember writing these songs, trying to learn how to play the guitar a little bit. Now I can play the guitar and sing. And man, I even in college, I started taking those steps forward. And I do remember moments, especially when, I took a risk and took leaps of faith to record a record and then be, it kind of, went from there. It's like the little drop in the bucket, right? The little water drop that starts right there and then kind of spreads out and goes into all these ripples that kind of reach far, far out. So a little country boy from Northwest Georgia started out right there. And now I'm able to, be able to share my music internationally. And it's been incredible to watch all kinds of things happen.
Who are some of the artists that have recorded your music? I know we talked about BC Talk earlier, but who else?
Yeah. Oh, man. There's, I'm a little ashamed. I don't know some of the names of them, but there's been some R&B artists cut my stuff. There's been, a lot of the churches in the church still sing some of my songs for a few of my old records. And who else? Let's see, I recorded some stuff with Anthony Quayle.
It doesn't matter who sings your song as long as BMI sends you the check every month. Ain't that the way it works?
I heard that. It's funny.
I got a good friend. This is a hilarious story, and I'll share it with you. I got a good friend who cut a song called "Oh What a Mighty God." Okay, and the song did the song did pretty well for him. But he said when it started doing real well, a guy that I line up with, I don't line up with at all theologically, started doing the songs at his crusades. And he said it was a guy that I probably preached against because he was a minister too. And I said, well, Jeff, did you tell him to stop singing your song? He said, Lord, no. Benny Hinn was on TBN reaching 90 million people a day. Why do I want him to stop singing my song? It's getting broadcast worldwide. So.
That's so funny, man.
That's the way
I love it, dude. Yeah, man. I mean, it's like you were saying. I mean, man, you never know what the Lord's going to do. And I love that you pointed that out earlier for someone to take that step. And you can do it, man. I'm telling you. You'll be amazed at the ways the Lord will show you. And while you walk with him through friends, through family, through coworkers, through an open door over here, and all of a sudden, like you said, you get an opportunity, you got some time in the studio, or you got a little extra money to put to record your song. You hand it to your music minister. I don't know, man. It's crazy. And, I'm starting my own label, and it's crazy,
Folks,
I mean, I never thought I'd ever do that. That's for sure.
Sammy, tell the folks where they can find more information about Sammy Ward and more about your project, Hymns Anew, and all that kind of good stuff.
Absolutely, man. SammyWard.com. SammyWard.com, baby. You can go there. I mean, yeah, my stuff on, you know, iTunes, Spotify. Love to get friends and followers and all that good stuff, and all the social signals is all good, baby. All good in the hood. So there you have it.
It's all good stuff. Yeah. If you're wondering about this Hymns, a new album, and you're wondering what the songs sound like, go and listen to it. But let's face it, okay? You Christian folks out there that are my age, 40, 50 years old, even 60 years old, okay, let's be honest. You grew up on Lynyrd Skynyrd, okay? You grew up on Earth, Wind, and Fire. You grew up on Chicago. You grew up on Hall & Oates. You grew up on Asia. You grew up on Kiss. You grew up on Sonny and Cher, okay? When you hear these great hymns of the church with their new – I mean, one of the best songs is one we played at the beginning of the show is I love that organ-driven sound in Wonder-Working Power, There's Power in the Blood. Man – That's cool. And the way you've organized these, man, people need to listen to them. And guess what? You can sing along. And who knows, man? You're a worship leader. Maybe somebody will pick these up and lead them in their worship. And then when they do lead Just As I Am, these songs will inspire somebody and lead them a place that both of you know we're going, and that's heaven. Sammy, I appreciate your time, my man. I appreciate you coming on with us this afternoon.
Man, thanks for having me, man. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed it.
Hey, buddy, I can't wait to meet you in person and talk to you more one of these days, man. And, you know, we're in this new social media podcast world. We may get 2,000, we may get 20,000. But I tell you what, the message you've delivered today is timeless, and we hope people listen to it. If you'll hold the line for just 1 second. You've been listening to the Southern Gospel News Podcast. We'll be back in just 1 second.
So what's wrong with living right anyway? Hey, I'm Karen Tech Gooch from New River, and you're listening to SGNT.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, what a blessing is, what a peace of mind. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. It grows from day to day. Yeah. Leaning, I'm leaning, safe and secure. From day to day.
Leaning, I'm leaning, safe and secure. All our hearts, leaning, I'm leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
You know, when we started this podcast, we never dreamed it would grow and things would happen like they do. So we got us a sponsor of the show, MyPillow, one of the sponsors that have helped. And MyPillow's doing a great job. Not only did they send me a premium pillow, which we could try, I took it with me when we went to Philadelphia a few weeks ago in the truck. And Jonathan, my producer, was in the truck. And Jonathan sleeps at the drop of a hat. And Jonathan, you laid your head onto MyPillow and went to sleep, didn't you?
I did.
And did you wake up?
I did wake up.
When? When I slammed on the brakes to scare you.
That's right.
That's right. So that's the only thing that woke him up was me slamming on the brakes. You want a MyPillow? They got a great four-pack offer right now. 50% off two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows comes with it. A great offer. Four-pack offer. 50% off two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Call them today. 1-800-338-2330. That's 1-800-338-2330. Use the code SGNP. Again, that's SGNP. Christmas is coming. Order your pillows now for folks. Support gospel music and support SGNP. Or as always, you can go to their website, MyPillow.com, but always enter the code SGNP. Jonathan, did you sleep better on a MyPillow?
I certainly did.
Do you hope they send you one?
I would love one.
There we go. And welcome back to SGNP, Darren Sutherland. Man, you heard that one, Leaning on the Everlasting Arm. You know, some of you may wonder today, we're talking to Sammy Ward, and Arthur will be back next week. He's out traveling with the Kingdom Heirs. Next week, I think we got Doyle Lawson coming on, and you don't want to miss that, Doyle Lawson of Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. But, you know, we've often said about SGNP, it's all about the gospel. And we interviewed Sammy today when we could have interviewed a lot of other great songwriters. There's a lot of great songwriters in the gospel music field. Everybody from Diane Wilkerson to Gerald Crabb to Rodney Griffin to Stephen Curtis Chapman, who, you know, is one of the greatest contemporary songwriters of all time, but wrote songs for Gold City and the Cathedrals, or Chuck and Heather Day, that wrote Midnight Cry, who's Christian country performing artist. But, you know, we wanted you to hear Sammy's take and the fact that his love for the hymns of the church and what they were all about. And I mean, I love the organ sound. I can't say it enough. I love a Hammond organ, you know, wonder-working power. There's power in the blood of Jesus. You know, nothing but the blood. Oh, how I love Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arm. It doesn't get more hymnal than those four songs right there you heard today on the show. I mean, that you heard. So, I mean, it doesn't get more hymnal than that. That's probably a new word. Hey, thanks for listening. Share this podcast with your friends. Leave a remark in the remark section. Tell everybody else about it. We don't take it for granted that you're a listener to SGNP, and we love you. Go to our Facebook page, go to our website, go to our Twitter, go to our new TikTok. Yep, we're on TikTok with your grandkids or your kids. What about that? Go there, go to Instagram, find us. We're Southern Gospel News Podcast. I always ask Arthur this show every week, but he's not here, so I'll just ask myself, hey, what's wrong with living right anyway? Not one thing. You're listening to SGNP.
My soul from underneath, then I'll raise my voice to sing, banishing this unbelief. Hymns anew, I wanna sing your hymns anew, hymns anew, I wanna sing your hymns anew. With fresh faith and with fresh fire, to honor you is my desire, as I trust and follow through, I'll be singing your hymns anew, now I'm singing your hymns anew. Take me back, begin again, transformation from within. Know you more through suffering, depth of love you have for me. With fresh faith and with fresh fire, to honor you is my desire, as I trust and follow through, I'll be singing your hymns anew, now I'm singing your hymns anew. Hymns anew, I wanna sing you hymns anew, hymns anew, hymns anew, I wanna sing you hymns anew.
SGNP is excited you chose to listen today. If you'd kindly leave a remark and rating in the podcast remarks section, we surely would appreciate it. Please share with a friend or family member. Look for us on Facebook, Twitter, and our new website, SouthernGospelNewsPodcast.com. To advertise your products, services, concert event, or new project on SGNP and reach a 100% guaranteed number of people in your area, call Tim Newton at 770-874-3200 or email him today, tnewton@bgadgroup.com. Let us geo-target our ads for you, something radio nor magazine can do.
Hey, this is Darren Sutherland. Before I close, I want to thank our affiliates out there, WLJA in North Georgia, KWFC in Springdale, Arkansas, the new one, The Andrew Burnett Show, heard all across the country, and online, thelightatlanta.com, playing Southern gospel music online. We're adding affiliates every day. We're partnering with Ken and the folks over there at Gospel Music TV real soon, so we look forward to that partnership. If your gospel music entity would love to partner with SGMP, get a hold of us. It's real simple. Folks, here's the deal. We've reached out to literally every form of media in gospel music. If we've missed you, I'm sorry. But we've had great partnerships with folks like Paul Heil and others. If you haven't heard someone on the air, it's not because we hadn't reached out. We hope everyone is successful, no matter if they're a radio station, a magazine, a website, a group, whomever it is. God bless you, and let's make gospel music better than it was today, tomorrow. Easy enough?